It's great. You know, you work hard all off season to put together a team and make additions and improvements, hopefully. And it's good to see it all come together here. And it's hard to believe, but we have our opening game in less than 3 weeks.
Yeah, stuff just gets pushed up and it comes quicker and quicker. You obviously wish the off season was a lot shorter. We all wish that over the last couple of years. But, you know, once you get into GM meetings, winter warm up, there are all these signposts. And I know we keep saying it, but once we get down here, it really is, you know, this year it was just a couple of workouts before we were on the field.
Well, the season starts earlier this year because of the new labor agreement where there are more off days during the season. And I think it'll work out well. Frankly, it's good to get down to Florida a little bit earlier, to be honest. And I think, you know, you're right. There are signposts along the way. I always feel like our winter warm-up weekend where we have the writers' dinner is kind of the kickoff of the season. And, of course, the Hot Stove League begins as soon as the end of the World Series. And still going on, really. There are a lot of unsigned players out there. But generally, by spring training, things have pretty much settled down. We have our team.
You know, with that being said, does this feel any different this spring? Obviously, I know people that we talk to, fans that we talk to, questions I'm sure you get at the winter warm-up. People are not used to the St. Louis Cardinals being outside of the postseason. In terms of the industry, a lot of the talk is about players that don't yet have a home. Does any of that make this time feel different as opposed to recent history?
Well, we've had 10 straight winning seasons, and the last two seasons we've missed the playoffs barely by one game 2 years ago, and last year by several games, but we were in it right to the end. So, you know, we're where we need to be. Hopefully we'll have another winning season, make it 11 straight, and get into the playoffs and do some damage once we get there. But I think it's going to be an exciting year. Hopefully our guys will stay healthy. Some of the young guys come through for us, and, you know, we could have a great season.
I'm wondering, from your vantage point, what high expectations do. And as you just said, the winning seasons, Mike Matheny, I believe, is second right now, winning percentage active managers. He's in the top 20 winning percentage for managers all time who have managed five or more years. But do you understand some of the, I don't want to say unrest, but fans getting antsy when they're used to winning? And frankly, it's probably just disappointment that you were in the playoff race the last 2 years. 2 years ago, it was the final day of the season, that Sunday. You had a chance. This year, you were, you know, at the top of the division the last couple of weeks. Do you understand, or does it strike you as, I guess, odd that fans get so antsy with your track record?
Well, I think they should get antsy. We all want the same thing, and that's to win every year and to be in the postseason and, you know, get to the World Series. That's what we want, and it's great the fans want it too. And the expectations should be high. They are high. We've had good teams for a number of years, and hopefully we can continue to have good teams. So, you know, it's I've talked to fans who have trouble watching the ninth inning. I mean, I think it's stressful for me, but it's stressful for fans. And, you know, it's a good thing because we've got a great fan base. They really care, and, you know, we're going to draw over $3 million again, and it's just terrific.
Let's talk about your manager. I just rattled off some of the numbers, what he has done at the control of that clubhouse and of this team is pretty remarkable. And again, with great success comes great expectation. How have you seen Mike as a manager grow since that 2012 season with everything that you guys have accomplished together, Bill?
Well, he came in never having managed. Of course, he played a demanding position as catcher, was a Gold Glove catcher. Highly regarded as a pitch caller and manager of staffs, and so he had the knowledge base certainly to be a good manager. But it's not easy when you step into the major league locker room and become a manager, not really having coached for that matter. He'd done some work for us in the minor leagues, but he acclimated pretty quickly, and we got off running that year, and you know, did pretty darn well, and tracker record's been good ever since. I do think this year we've beefed up our coaching staff, not to say we didn't have a good one before, but we missed Jose Oquendo. He's such an asset to the club. Getting Willie McGee full-time, he used to come down to spring training, but you know, that would be for a couple of weeks or something. And now to have him here every day, that's a great asset for the organization. We think of Willie as such a great player and personality and popular player, but he's so knowledgeable on the baseball front. You know, the outfielders and all the players, the culture he brings to the clubhouse is really without equal. So those are two really important Cardinal additions. Mike Maddox has had a great career as a pitching coach. Obviously comes from a decorated pitching family. His brother, Hall of Famer. Mike had a nice career himself. And, you know, I think our staff's pretty hard to beat at this point.
Mike said that one of the reasons, Mike Maddox, we've got too many Mikes around now. Your general manager, your manager, your pitching coach. He said that one of the reasons that he wanted to come here was because of his admiration for you, for this franchise, that he's always admired the Cardinals and thought about being a part of this organization. When you hear not just a player, but someone like Mike Maddox, who has had opportunities to manage at the big league level, has had success at the highest level, has worked with some of the game's best pitchers, is part of the family that he is. When he says something like that, what do you think about?
It's impressive. Coaches and players like coming to the Cardinals, just because we've, you know, got a great franchise with a terrific fan base, we draw well, and we've had a history of success for a long, long time, close to 100 years, and, you know, people respect that. We respect it ourselves and try to maintain and uphold that tradition of winning and success and, you know, doing what's right for the fans and having the best facilities. So to have someone like Mike Maddox come in, and by the way, we do separate the Mikes by nicknames. Mike Gersh is always just Gersh. Mike Maddox is Mad Dog. So you don't hear too many Mikes called out. Mike Matheny, Waka's Michael. So we do have some distinguishing nicknames along the way.
I don't ask this to diminish anyone else, but who gets the bigger ovation opening day, Jose Oquendo or Willie McGee? Are they equal? Is that 1A, 1B? Those have got to be the two loudest, right?
I certainly think so. Willie McGee, I think, you know, I don't know how you beat him on an ovation, because whenever he's been on the field, the ovation he gets is pretty much without equal. But Jose Oquendo is so admired by the fan base. It's going to be a tough call there. Also, I think you're going to see a pretty rousing welcome for Marcell Ozuna. Fans are smart. They know what kind of talent he is and what he brings, not only on the field and in the lineup as probably the cleanup hitter, but his personality is really engaging, and the fans are going to love him too.
We'll circle back to your club in a moment, but talking about your manager and the coaching staff, but the manager especially, is baseball the one sport where there is as much second-guessing afterwards as there is reacting to what's going on in the moment? In other sports, I guess maybe football with a play call here or there, but it seems like even though it's players executing or not executing or having someone execute better than them, so often maybe it's just the day-to-day rhythm of the season, we focus, for better or for worse, on decisions sometimes, and it seems almost to overshadow what happens on the field. And Mike, at least from my vantage point, and I've told him this, seems to fall on the side of some unfair criticism or second guessing, which is exactly what it is, second guessing. And you don't necessarily hear it when it works.
Well, that's true. And I think most fans think along with the manager and think in their mind, what would I do in this situation? I do it myself. You know, it's part of the...
But you're the boss.
Well, it's part of the enjoyment of the game.
Right.
I mean, baseball is such a strategic game. There's so many decisions that are made. Should a player take an extra base? You know, should you walk someone? Should you bunt? You know, should you pull the pitcher? Should you hit for the pitcher? You don't see that in other sports too much. You do see, as you said, in football, some play calls. But you don't really question why some player is playing versus another. They pretty much have their set lineups. And there aren't those kinds of decisions in the game itself of, you know, why did a quarterback throw to a certain receiver? You don't hear that much. Here it's, gee, why did the guy try to go from first to third and he got thrown out? Why didn't he tag up and score on that fly ball? A lot of it is second guessing, because those who don't think ahead and just watch the game, you know, they look back and say, well, if he'd done it another way. The thing about it is the odds are so close together on so many decisions that there are, you know, you could go one way or the other and not be right or not be wrong. And, you know, sometimes I think something should happen and maybe something else does, and it may turn out better. It's just, you know, you're playing odds, and the odds in most cases are very close.